Let's pray and prepare our hearts for the word tonight. Father, I thank you for your word. It is always what we need. I pray, Father, that the principles of your word would come alive to us tonight. Help us, Lord, to see them in a fresh new way. Lord, to apply them in our lives. Lord, that we might live in all you want us to live, to be all you want us to be, and that truly you would be glorified in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Tonight, we're going to talk about the next level. We are finally in our new building. It's a dream come true in some ways. Well, more appropriately, it is part of a vision that has come to pass. We're not done. This, as I shared Sunday, this is not really an ending. This is a beginning. This is the start of something. And it is a time of increase, of going to another level as a church. There are lives to be changed. I believe we're going to a whole nother level of fruitful ministry. And that's what we want. We want to be more effective at reaching people and discipling people, seeing people really following the Lord. And this building has never been the vision. It's just been a small part of it. It's a means to an end, because our vision is to reach people and to disciple people. I believe the Lord has made it clear to us that we're going to go to a new level in our worship and in our encounter with Him and the presence of God here. I believe that that's coming. I believe that's going to happen. We're going to a new level. I believe, as Bob was talking about and had us pray tonight about us as a church and also personally, that we're going to a new level financially. Amen. I believe that we're going to pay off this building and we're going to have the money to do whatever God wants us to do. Amen. I believe that way. If it's His will, He gets the bill. And amen. It's more than cliche. I believe it. Amen. We're not done. We're just going to the next level. Jesus promised us an abundant life. And you know, when our life stagnates, it can be really frustrating when we just kind of maybe feel stuck or feel like we're in a rut or just going in circles. We want to grow in our relationship with the Lord. We want to grow in being more successful in ministry. I'm talking about personally for each of us. That ought to be something in our heart, that we want to be used of God in a greater way. We want to be more successful in our job. We want to be healthier. Amen? Well, now when you're young, you don't think that way, but some of you know what I'm talking about. You want to get healthier. Amen. You want to be a better parent. Maybe you want your marriage to improve. Want to go to the next level financially. Well, the Bible makes it very clear that He always wants His people to be growing in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it says. It says that we're to be going from faith to faith. Listen, that's increasing. That's moving up in our faith and where we are in our walk with the Lord. We ought to be going from one victory to the next victory. Not stagnant, not looking back at a victory from 20 years ago, but the next victory. There ought to be nothing static, stale, old about our walk with the Lord. It ought to always be moving forward. I tell you, we ought to always be following Jesus. The Bible says that we're going from glory to glory. That's not staying the same. That's going to another level. Can you say amen? So if we're stuck in a rut, I'm just saying it's time to get moving again. You can be busy and making no progress. So are you really growing in your relationship with the Lord? In your marriage? Maybe you want things to get better, but it just seems like they're just staying the same or maybe even going downhill. Your children, you get frustrated with dealing with them, and it doesn't seem to get better. You just get to that place where you don't know what to do. Start pulling your hair out before it turns gray and all that kind of stuff. On the job, you've done what you're supposed to do, but there's no promotion. Nothing's happening. How do you get to that next level? And even in ministry, you can find yourself in just a rut, doing the right things, but not making any headway. Now, let me say this. Frustration can tempt us. It can influence us to just quit trying, to give up, to just say, well, it doesn't make any difference. It's such a sad thing when a believer gives up in some area of their life because of frustration, because they haven't been able to go to that next level. Things haven't gotten any better. It's a sad thing because when they give up, they condemn themselves for things to stay the way they are. And so I want to encourage you tonight. You can get to the next level. There are principles from God's Word that will help you get to the next level. I want you to understand that the message tonight is not saying that, hey, you do these steps, 1, 2, 3, bang, it's going to happen. That's not the message tonight. The message tonight is, though, that if we are not living by the principles of God's Word, many times it keeps us from getting where God wants us to go. And so there may be one thing in the message tonight where you've been missing it that will help you get to that next level in some area of your life. Or maybe you're going to need all of them. I'm going to give you 7 principles tonight. You might need all 7, so you might write them down. If you didn't bring anything to write on, you can always get an offering envelope. Just don't make that your only use for those, all right? But just saying. But you might want to write these down tonight. I'm going to give you 7 principles that will help you get to the next level. And for you, it may just be one area of life that you're just saying, I got to get to the next level. One area that's really frustrating for you. But I want you to know, the Scripture says, if we delight ourselves in the Lord, He'll give you the desires of your heart. And listen, when you really love the Lord, He's not holding back good things from you. He wants to bless you. He wants to help you. And I really believe that. Now, I'm talking about in the will of God, all right? I'm not just talking about our own selfish wants, but in the will of God, listen, He wants us to go to that next level. He wants us to always be growing, to keep moving on. So how do you get there? First, we have to believe. Listen, if you don't believe that you can get there, if you don't believe that it can get better, if you don't believe that you'll ever be able to do it, you won't. It takes faith. Jesus said in Mark 9:23, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. I can assure you that if you don't believe, there are going to be a whole lot of things that are impossible for you, and you may just be stuck. But if you can believe, there's no limit what God can do in your life. You got to believe. That's the first principle. Now, it's not self-confidence. I really am against this attitude that so many Christians have just adopted principles of the world and brought them into the kingdom. Listen, we're not about being confident in ourselves. But I believe what Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We just need to keep the emphasis on through Christ, because it's not about us. It's His strength in us. But you got to believe that you can get to that next level. Remember the children of Israel? We've talked about them a lot lately. But in that venture in the wilderness for 40 years, well, the first time they came to the promised land, they had the opportunity to go in, but they said, we can't do it. Caleb said, we are well able, But they said, we can't do it. They didn't believe they could, and they didn't. And I'm just saying to you that if you don't believe you can go to the next level, that's the first thing you got to fix. You need to dig into God's Word, and you need to see by the Word of the Lord that you can do it. All things are possible to him who believes. Nehemiah 2:20, Nehemiah had the great challenge of rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem, and there was a lot of opposition, a lot of people that were against him and heckled him. And this was his response. Nehemiah 2:20, he said, "The God of heaven himself will prosper us. Therefore, we his servants will arise and build." And you got to have that mentality. God is going to help me. God's going to help my marriage get better. God's going to help me raise godly children in this ungodly age. See, if you're saying, oh, you just can't raise godly children with this immoral time we live in. Well, no, you can't. But if somebody believes and is really believing God and trusting God, you can. I'm just telling you, you got to believe. You got to believe when you pray. It's amazing to me that people bother to pray if they don't believe, but a lot do. I know that because they'll pray, and then when they're done, they'll say, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. Then they don't believe what they just prayed. Mark 11:24, Jesus said, "I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them." Believe you receive them. If you believe you receive them, then you just thank God for it. Amen. You don't expect failure. You expect things to change. You expect your children to behave. You believe God for the answers. You believe for God's perfect timing, that in His time, it will come to pass. Now, that was difficult for us in building this building because it took at least 7 years. It's actually on the table, you know, longer than that. But I'm just telling you, it took a long time, but in His timing, it did happen. And here's what I want to say to you. It may take a long time, but if you'll believe God, it will happen. But you got to see with eyes of faith. See, I actually believe that in my preaching, I'm going to go to the next level. Some of you ought to be excited about that. You ought to be like, all right. I'm just saying, I'm believing that as a pastor and as a leader, that I'm going to the next level. I'm not going to stay the same. I'm going to get better. I'm only 54. I got lots of growing room. I believe that I'm going to get better. I believe that we are going to a new level of intimacy in our worship and in the presence of God as a church. I know I keep saying that because I'm casting vision. I want to get you on board to believe with me. Amen. We got to see with eyes of faith. Number two, to go to the next level, we have to listen to the Lord. Listen to the Lord. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice." It's John 10:27. It's another one of those strange things that a lot of Christians do. They believe in prayer and talking to God. That's good. But if God talks to you, they think you're weird. And I don't know what they do with all the men and women of Scripture, because God spoke to them. And there's nowhere in the Bible where it ever says that God will stop speaking to us. Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice." Now, if you're a born-again believer and you're saying, you know, I don't know if I ever hear the Lord. Listen, you need to listen. You need to get alone with the Lord. You need to be quiet. You need to feast on His Word. Let Him speak to you from His Word. You know, that's the primary way that God speaks to us, is through His Word. And if we're not listening to His Word, if we're not taking heed to His Word, how can we expect God to give us the details of life? I mean, if He's written it out for us in black and white and said, this is what you need to do, and we won't do that, why should he bother to whisper in our ear in that still small voice and give us the details for how to go to the next level? You can't go to the next level if you're disobeying God and won't listen to his word. Now, we got to learn to listen to the Lord and hear that still small voice. You know, he can lead you and guide you by the Holy Spirit if you just pay attention. Or you can try to do everything your way and you keep getting the same kind of results. You want to go to the next level? Then be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Let him lead you. I'm telling you, God can give you an idea that'll put you over the top. It's amazing how that the right idea can help you get your children under control. It's amazing how the right idea can turn your business around. I love this story about one guy in a small town. He was a barber there and had been for many years, and one of these new chains came in and was right across the street from him, and they had a big sign that said $3 haircuts. Well, he couldn't compete with that. He couldn't make a living. He couldn't survive for $3 a haircut. And so it was just wiping his business out. He finally got help from a business consultant, and the guy came up with this idea. They put up a sign that said, "We fix $3 haircuts." Turn things around. And I'm just telling you, listen, God can give you an idea that turns it all around when you thought there was no way. And I'm just telling you, you got to listen, you got to hear, you got to be sensitive to the Lord and let him lead you, not just doing it your way, but looking to God for wisdom. If we'll listen and obey, he'll show us what we need to do. You know, just like Joshua when he took the children of Israel into the promised land and God gave them very specific instructions how to take the city Jericho. Sometimes God gives us very specific instructions. Now, sometimes you just following the principles of Scripture and just listening to the principles of Scripture and things come together. But sometimes you need very specific instructions. You need to be sensitive to the Lord. We need wisdom from above. He promised to give us wisdom, didn't he, if we ask in faith? Remember that believing part? Let's go back to that here as we're talking about hearing from God and getting wisdom. James 1, 5 through 8 says, "If you lack wisdom, ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach." Now don't say, "Well, God doesn't give me any. God's holding out on me." You're going against what the Scripture says. The Scripture says he gives to all. To those who ask in faith, he gives it liberally, without reproach. He's not holding it back. It says, "And it will be given him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. Let not that man suppose that he'll receive anything from the Lord. He's a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways." Now, if you're one of those people that believes one day and the next day you don't believe, you're unstable. I'm sorry, the Scripture says you're unstable. He's an unstable man. And I'm just telling you, as a believer, you got to make up your mind that you're going to believe God. Listen, when doubts, negative thoughts pop in your head, that doesn't mean that just because a thought has popped in your head, a doubt has popped in your head, that doesn't mean that you have doubted. What it's talking about is when you make your choice, what comes out of your mouth and by the way that you live. See, it's not just because you had a negative thought. That doesn't mean God's not going to answer your prayer because you doubted. It's what you do with that thought. Are you going to allow that to determine your course and your direction? Are you going to be steadfast? And no matter what it looks like, what kind of thoughts might come against you, that you're going to continue to trust God and believe Him. You got to make up your mind. And listen, when you're believing for wisdom, You need to believe you receive. You're asking God to give you wisdom about a certain situation so you can go to the next level. Then you need to believe that God's given it to you, that He's going to show you at the right time, the right way. He's going to give you what you need to go to that next level. Not just stumbling through life, hoping for a lucky break. Hoping you hit the lottery of life. Come on. I'm telling you, God's got a better way. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. See, we're not leaning to our own understanding. We're trusting the Lord, relying on Him. How are you going to get to the next level? You know, listen to God. Listen for wisdom. Listen for His guidance. Quit doing it your way or the world's way. And let the Lord lead you. Now, we just got two. Y'all are thinking, man, we're not going to get out of here until about 10 o'clock. We're going to get faster, all right? Those two are very, very important. Number three, to go to the next level, you have to give it your best. Why would we ever expect God to bless a half-hearted effort? Why would we expect God to bless laziness? I mean, if we don't care enough to give it our best, why would God put us over into that next level? Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men. Now, I'm just asking because I want to help you. I want to challenge you. I want you to make sure you're doing your best. Are you doing your best to be a great husband? Are you doing your best to be a great parent? To be the best? Are you being the best parent that you could possibly be? Are you the best employee that you could possibly be? Or are you like, well, you know, they don't pay me that well. Why should I? I'm just telling you how to get to the next level. Whatever you do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. You want to go to the next level in ministry? You got to give it your best. Because those that the Lord trusts, He requires that they are faithful, and then He will trust them with more. You got to do your best. Remember in the parable of the talents, the one who did nothing with what was entrusted to him, the Lord called him a wicked, lazy servant. You got to do your best if you want to go to the next level. So what are you willing to do for your marriage to be successful? What are you willing to do to get the strife out of your family? What are you willing to do to get that promotion? Go to work 30 minutes early, leave 30 minutes late every day? I'm not telling you that's what you need to do. I'm just challenging you that you got to do your best. One man said, if you don't get what you want, it's a sign that you didn't seriously want it or that you tried to bargain over the price. I don't know if that's always true. It's not scripture. It's just one guy's idea. But I think there's some measure of truth in it. I think it's true sometimes that people don't get to that next level because they didn't want it bad enough to really give it their best. It takes effort to improve a marriage. It takes effort to do real ministry. That's why it's called the work of the ministry. Heard it many times. Heard it again this week. I work 2 days a week. I don't know why I'm so tired. My wife's laughing. The rest of you don't know. Anyway, moving right along. But that's why it's called the work of the ministry. And to be successful, go to the next level, you need to give it your best, whatever you do. See, if you want your health to improve, you want your health to go to the next level, I can assure you, you need to give it your best. Get up and go walk. Get up and go to the gym. Start eating right. Give it your best. How are you doing on that? Well, I'm sort of trying. Give it your best. If you want your health to go to the next level, give it your best. That's good preaching. I realize it doesn't sound real spiritual. It's just too practical for you to get around. Whatever you do, do heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 through 14. I love these verses, some of my very favorite verses of the Bible. The Apostle Paul writes, "Not that I've already attained or I'm already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended." See, he whatever level he was at, now he's already seen the dead raised, the sick healed, the blind eyes opened, people set free from demons, and yet he says, "I haven't arrived." There's another level. "One thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to the things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." He was, you know, if I was going to describe the Apostle Paul, other than with words like spiritual, I would say determined. He was a man who was driven, who worked so hard. I'm sure if the Apostle Paul was alive today, he would spend very little time in front of a TV. What do you think? Sure is quiet in here. To enter the next level in life, sometimes we have to raise the level of our efforts. Listen, you can't squander and waste time. What's time? It's the stuff that your life here on earth is made of. And when you squander and waste time, you're squandering and wasting your life. Don't squander and waste time on fruitless, frivolous, silly things. Sometimes it may even be good things, but if it's not something that's going to help you get where you want to be, don't waste time on foolishness. Spend your efforts on the things that really matter. Give it your very best. If you're wasting time, you're not doing that. Number four, to go to the next level, it takes passion. Listen, if you don't really care, if you're not passionate about it, I can tell you, you won't get there. By the way, if we're not passionate about ministry, it'll always be unfruitful. It has to be something that burns in our heart. I remember when the Lord called me to full-time ministry. Never forget. I remember Brother Nichols asking me how I was called in ministry. I didn't hear an audible voice. Didn't get some weird sign from heaven. There was just a burn in my heart, a desire in my heart that I knew that I could never be happy being a veterinarian. I could never be happy doing anything else. I had to do it. And I'm just telling you that if you don't have a passion for what you do in ministry, it'll always be fruitless. Well, I'm not even going to go there about your marriage. I think you ought to be able to figure that one out, but you need to have a passion. If you want to go to the next level, be passionate about it. Romans 12:11 says, "Not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord." In the NIV it says, "Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord." See, we need to be excited about what God is doing and what we're believing for. If you're not excited about something, stir yourself up and make up your mind. Listen, Paul says, this is the Holy Spirit. I don't want to just say Paul. I want to say the Scripture. Holy Spirit says, never be lacking in zeal. If you're lacking in zeal, well, stir yourself up. Decide you're not going to be anymore. Entering the next level, there's almost always other people involved. It's never just about you. And if you're not passionate about what it is that you're doing and trying to do, nobody else is going to want to be on board either. If you're not enthusiastic at your job, you probably won't get to the next level. Now, I say probably because I realize we're living in a strange time where sometimes the only thing that matters at some jobs is the fact that how long you've been there and who you know and all those kinds of things. But I'm telling you, as a believer, and you want to get to that next level, you need to be enthusiastic. You need to be the best worker in your workplace. Now, passion doesn't last long without the next one. Number five is perseverance. There will always be obstacles. The next level seldom comes easy. If it did, you'd already be there. And I'm just telling you, there's going to be a battle. There's going to be a struggle. 2 Timothy 2:3 says, "You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." That's not always going to be easy. You got to endure it. You got to keep going. If you don't have some perseverance, you won't get there. Oftentimes, listen, God takes us to the next level when we're ready. And we say, "I'm ready. I'm ready, God. I've been ready for so long. I'm ready." When you're ready, God will take you to the next level. How do you get ready? I'm telling you, here's a real key. Perseverance is part of what gets you ready. James chapter 1, verse 2 through 4. "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience." Now, that King James, the New King James, still uses that word patience. It's not talking about the kind of patience like where you're sitting in the doctor's office and you're waiting patiently. That's not what it's talking about. This patience, this biblical patience, is perseverance. It is that determination to just keep going when it looks like there's no way. And notice he says, "But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." You see, a lot of times it's in that trying of your faith, and you just keep believing, and you just keep going, and you keep giving it your best, and you just keep your passion, and just keep pressing on. Don't stop. And in that process, you are matured. You're ready for your next level. I hope you're hearing this for whatever area of life you need it. But you got to persevere. You got to keep going. Number six, if we're going to the next level, we have to be willing to change. We talked about change several times in different messages recently. But it's amazing how often we just kind of get stuck in a pattern. And especially as believers, sometimes we kind of think we're spiritual and holy because we don't change. And certainly, we should not change with the winds of society in regard to values and morals. But church, sometimes we make a religion out of our preferences. And we just get stuck in the mud. It's stuck in a rut. You got to be willing to change. Listen, it's foolishness to think that things are going to change if you don't change. You got to be willing to change. Keep going the same old direction, doing the same old things, but expecting different results. That doesn't even make sense. See, if your health's been going downhill, you need to do something different. Whatever area of life where you want to see increase or improve, what needs to change? What do you need to change in that area of life? See, if you want to improve your finances, you're going to have to be willing to do something different. You might have to get a second job. You might have to quit spending so much, quit borrowing money. You might have to start investing. You might have to start giving more, just like a preacher. You got to change something. I'm just telling you, if you want to improve, something's got to change. You got to be willing to change. Isaiah 54:2, we read this recently. It's because the Lord just kind of tying some things together here for me. But anyway, enlarge the place of your tent. Let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. See, if you're believing for the next level, you're believing for increase, you're believing for bigger and better, well, you got to get ready. You got to be willing to change some things. See, we as a church, we're doing that. A lot of the time, people think if everyone else would change, or if sometimes it's just if my spouse would change, then I could get to the next level. And you just live in frustration, going in circles. You got to be willing to change. You ever noticed how Jesus in the scriptures sometimes, before he healed someone, he would ask them what they wanted? I mean, a blind man, he asked him, what do you want me to do for you? Now, how about the man that was by the pool of Siloam? Do you want to be healed? Do you want to be whole? Why would he ask such a question? I want to tell you that for some of those people, to be healed meant a totally different life. Some who had said and begged for their whole entire life, now they're going to have to get a job and they're going to have to take responsibility. And you would think, well, yeah, who wouldn't want that? But they had to answer that question. And I'm just telling you that sometimes people don't really want that change bad enough. Sometimes people are praying for a job, but they don't want it bad enough. They're not really wanting to get up and go to work every day. And sometimes people are praying for a better job, but they don't really want a job that has more responsibility and more challenge. Got to be willing to change. Enlarge your borders. You need to get some training, get it. You need to finish a degree, go do it. If your marriage is a mess, admit it, get some help, but don't just leave it the same. Be willing to change. Number seven, we made it. Number seven, to go to the next level, you got to help others reach their next level. I really believe that. I'm talking to believers tonight. You want to get to the next level? You need to help others. You need to be building others up. You need to be encouraging others. You need to be help giving somebody else a helping hand. Amen. You need to do what you can to help others achieve their dreams. See, the world says, exalt yourself. But the Bible teaches us to lift others up. The world says, get to the top at all costs. Step on whoever you have to. Never forget. A friend of mine from high school gave me a book called Winning Through Intimidation. It was all about how to get the best of other people. That's the world's way. But for us, our trust is in the Lord. It's not in man's way. And here's God's way, that you humble yourself. Luke 14:7-11, he told a parable to those who were invited when he noted how they chose the best places, saying to them, when you're invited by anyone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in the best places, lest one more honorable than you be invited by him. And he who invited you and him come and say to you, give place to this man, and then you begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go sit down in the lowest place so that when he who invited you comes, he may say to you, friend, move up to the front. I was doing that earlier. Move up to the front. Anyway. Then you will have glory in the presence of those who sit at the table with you. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. See, sometimes people have all the right qualities and all the other things they need to go to the next level, but they won't help anybody else. It's all about them. They forget about others and just promote themselves, and it goes against the principles of Scripture. Listen to this from Philippians 2, 3, and 4. Let nothing, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit. And if you've thought that tonight in this message that I'm just, you know, talking about you getting ahead, I hope you understand. That is not the point of this message. It is about you getting where God wants you to go, and that God wants you to be increasing, and God wants you to be more fruitful. God wants to bless your family. I really believe that. But a lot of the time, we get so caught up in selfish ambition and just what we want that we forget about others. He says, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. See, it can't ever just be about us. It has to be about everybody. It's really all about people. See, if it's not about people, then God's not really interested. Because that's what he cares about. See, you just want to believe God will make you rich so you can have everything you want? Well, I don't think the Lord's going to help you achieve that. But if you want God to bless you so that you can bless the kingdom, so that, listen, the word says he gives power to give wealth so that his covenant may be made known throughout the earth. I believe that. See, what are you going to do with it? Why do you want to go to the next level financially? I'm just saying, it can't just be about you. It has to be about people. Truly great people are the people that help others along the way. If you want to reach your next level, you help somebody else get to their level. I've heard this many times. I really believe it, that if you want what you do for others and help them, God will do for you. It's that law of sowing and reaping. See, a lot of times in this life, it seems like things aren't fair, things aren't just. But I'm telling you, God will make it right if you'll trust Him. Remember this. We talked about persevering, but remember this. In those scriptures in Galatians chapter 6, where he's talking about sowing and reaping, that a man reaps whatever he sows, he says, we will reap if we don't give up. And I just want to encourage you that as you're blessing other people and helping other people, God will take care of you. You help somebody else get to their next level, and God will help you. You'll turn around, and all of a sudden, you're there. Amen. That's how you get to the next level. Seven principles. Amen. I hope that at least one of those really spoke to you tonight, something that you can take and apply in your life. In some area of your life, maybe you've been stuck for a long time. Well, I believe this is a beginning place for you to turn it around, get things moving in the right direction. Why don't you stand with us as we dismiss in prayer tonight? I'd like to give you an opportunity to come for prayer. And if you need special prayer, myself or other prayer partners would be glad to pray with you tonight. And especially if you just feel stuck where you are in some situation or some area of life, I'd be glad to pray with you. Or if you have any other kind of need as well, I'd be glad to pray with you. Father, I thank you for these that have come to hear the word. And I thank you, Lord, that you love us so much. You love us just like we are. That you love us too much to leave us there. That you want us to keep growing. You want us to keep changing, becoming more and more like your Son, Jesus Christ. And I just pray, Father, that each and every day you do that in me and you do that in every believer in this room. And Father, may we just bring glory and honor to you as we shine in this dark world as light. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord bless you. If you need prayer, you come on up.